Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome once again to Top Stories. I'm Andy Zaltzman for another delve into the Bugle archives. Now, sometimes on the Bugle, we give exclusive updates, not just on what's happening on our planet, but on events happening off planet Earth, like when the space shuttle finally shuttled off into wherever it is that shuttles go. What a time it was, as captured in issue 160 of the Bugle, entitled News Out of This World. Here I am with John Oliver in July 2011.
Top story this week, one small step backwards for man, one giant leap backwards for mankind. Andy, on Friday, I don't know if I've mentioned this, at 11:29 in the morning, the 135th and final space shuttle mission took off from Cape Canaveral. There was only a 30% chance that it was going to take off due to cloud cover, but then half an hour before launch time, the clouds miraculously broke and they were given the all clear. It was almost as if God itself had looked down and said,
herself,
there's no way.
Herself.
Sorry, I beg your pardon. No offence. There's no way this is raining out. I want to see something awesome or my name is not G-Unit. But it was also an occasion tinged with sadness because it feels like America isn't just giving up on its shuttle program. It's giving up on itself, Andy. It isn't often during empires that you can identify the exact moment when a nation waves goodbye to its hopes and dreams and literally watches them disappear in a long trail of smoke. And I think deep down, a million people watching the launch in Florida were worried that that was exactly what they were witnessing.
I'm slightly disappointed that you didn't manage to talk your way onto it, John.
Yeah, well, I left it all on the field, Andy.
Right, did you?
I tried to talk my way on, I tried to shove my way on, I tried to trick my way on.
But it's interesting, isn't it? 42 years ago, America put two men on the moon for the first time. Mm-hmm. Yep. Who said something, I forget who it was, said something along the lines of, one small step for man, quiet Buzz, this is my line, one giant step for... Shut it, Buzz! I'm the guy with the line! Don't spoil my special day! One giant step for mankind. Right, you can do your limerick now. But what he might as well have said was, one small step for man, an American man that is, one giant f*** you for communism. And now...
It's true! True, Andy!
And now, four decades on, not delivering men to the moon, but delivering pizzas to the International Space Station. It's not like the Soviets have gone particularly far either. John, 54 years ago, they fired a dog into space. Yeah, mm-hmm. How far has communist dog exploration advanced since then? You know, nowhere. You would have thought by now there should be a fully functioning Leninist greyhound racing track on Jupiter, but there isn't. And I think we need answers from both sides of the Cold War on this one, John. Why is humanity going backwards?
Yeah.
And I guess cost is a consideration. Apparently in the heyday of the Apollo missions, it was 4.4% of the federal budget was spent on firing people into space.
Yeah, because it was amazing. Yeah, it was great. You know,
I think, I acknowledge that it's great, but at the same time, yeah. I do think all future manned rocket launches should be from specially built launch pads in refugee camps in Somalia. Just to make sure that we know the trade-off that's being made.
I'm happy with that, Andy. I agree. I don't disagree with that, but I would still want it to happen. The argument from the government is that low-orbit space travel can now be handled privately, which is true. But the problem with that is that private companies will do what is profitable, not what is really cool. If there's no financial profit in, say, going to Mars, they're not going to spend any money going to Mars. But that doesn't mean it wouldn't be incredible for us to go there anyway. And if they do go, you'll be able to tell that it's being done commercially, because the astronaut will stick a flag in Mars that has a symbol of Domino's pizza on it and say, one small step for man, one giant leap for delicious four-topping pizzas that will be with you in 30 minutes or your money back. Okay, did you get that? Because I need to do the same thing again now with Pepsi. One small step for man, one delicious, refreshing drink with the choice of a new generation.
Well, we need to get to Mars, John. I mean, this is the thing. I mean, we absolutely must get to Mars, because otherwise how are we ever going to know whether mankind could survive on a planet whose atmosphere is made up almost entirely of carbon dioxide, with no liquid water, an average temperature of minus 55 degrees centigrade, which is dangerous, time-consuming and ruinously expensive to get to. I mean, how can we live like that?
We might thrive. Don't know.
I mean, the only hope we've got is that FIFA will give Mars the World Cup. And that is a definite... If they're giving it to Qatar, it's a definite possibility.
It would be as easy to play there. The problem, clearly, with working for NASA is that it is a political football, and you have no idea how your football is going to be treated every 4 years. You don't know if a president is going to cradle you, or stab you with a kitchen knife, or promise the country that by the end of the decade they're going to put you on one of Saturn's moons. Not because it's easy, but because it's... amazing, as Kennedy's speech was actually written before he called an audible and chickened out of saying it. So America, as you alluded to, must now rely on Russian rockets to launch its astronauts for the foreseeable future, and that is humiliating, Andy. Sure, they're trying to sell the future of space travel as being about international cooperation, but that's not how anything ever gets done. Cooperation never works. Competition does, Andy. That's the backbone of the capitalist system that this country claims to love. It always has to be a race in science. America only went to the moon that quickly because they didn't want Russia to do it first. Now they have to put their thumb out and hold up a little cardboard sign with space written on it in front of them whenever they see anyone who they think even looks like a cosmonaut. The only thing that I can see fully reviving this space program immediately is if China releases a statement saying they're going to put someone on Mars. If that happens, Obama won't even have time to hold a press conference because he'll be too busy in the Oval Office frantically signing blank checks with NASA's name on it until his wrist cramps up. Because America runs on the premise of American exceptionalism. And if America sees a Chinese astronaut standing on Mars, that becomes a very difficult case to make instantly.
The problem is, when you're competing with China, is all they need to do is stand on each other's shoulders and they get there, basically, wouldn't they? I'm a bit rusty on the map.
I think that's close. Right. I think that's close.
Yeah.
The one on the bottom might have to jump.
If they're all on stilts, they would definitely get there and back. But I guess the problem was, you know, after all that fuss to get to the moon, it turned out it was absolute rubbish. You know, as a holiday destination, it was, I mean, it was appalling. It was like Canada, but more so, wasn't it?
That was your latest top story. Thank you for listening. Now, go and buy your Bugle merch at thebuglepodcast.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.